American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
Here's the next pitch. This ball's going to be hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Making a turn at third base is Panganiban, and Panganiban comes home, and we are tied.
We begin each broadcast with the Coach Kindig pregame show.
In the 11th inning, one man out, and Brock Dreher, the top of the order, coming to the plate next for Hastings Five Points Bank. Here comes a 3-1 pitch down low. He walks in the run. Hastings wins the ball game. Wow.
Now, let's head to the diamond and get you set for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings Five Points Bank getting set to open up their 2015 season on the road tonight in Kearney as they take on Kearney Renzas. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. And, Coach, you've had your off season, and now it's time to get back to playing baseball. Tonight's the season opener.
Yeah, we're ready for it. You know, we've been going for a while now through March and April and half of May now, so you know, our guys are ready to see somebody else throw into us, and Kearney's the team that gets to do it first.
You guys finished 29-20 a year ago, 2-2 in the state tournament. The core of your team back for the 2015 season. Got to be optimistic.
Yeah, we're optimistic going into every year. You know, I think every year we go in and think our guys are looking pretty good, and we find out here this first week or two weeks where we really get going. We play a lot of games, and we'll find out. You know, we're optimistic. Hopefully our defense and pitching, you know, every time you go to Kearney, that's got to be good. So we're going to rely on that tonight.
Which one do you think this team is going to be the strongest?
You know, that's probably tough. Looking right now, probably our pitching. You know, once we get Alex Panganiban, who got the okay to start throwing again, that'll definitely help us out. We're going to be stretched out, and we're going to learn who can really throw out of these young guys and some of the guys that didn't have to throw last year that are on the team again. You know, we'll find out what we have there, but I really think that our bats are going to be a lot better than they were last year. You know, some of the young guys really performed well last year, and having a year under their belt is only going to help them, I think.
I think you hit somewhere around 277 as a team a year ago. Is that good enough to carry a Legion team, or are you looking for something a little bit better than that?
Right. Obviously, we'd like to hit a lot better than that, probably closer to the 3 to 315, somewhere in that, which, you know, you look at it, that's maybe 20 more hits, but of those 20 hits, how many of them are two-out RBIs or extending innings that blow up an inning and make crooked runs on the scoreboard? But, yeah, we'd like to be in that 300 range, another 20 or so higher.
Like we said, we got the core of your team back from a year ago. Talk about some of those guys that's going to kind of carry this team this year.
Right. We're gonna rely a lot on Brock Dreher, who really had a great year last year. He's going to be our leader in the outfield with the young crew on each side of him. We're still trying to figure out who our right fielder or left fielder are going to be. Braden Valentine will be one of them. We're just not sure what corner he's going to be on. On the middle, Sam Reimer's the shortstop. Sam Reimer's going to be our captain on that infield. You know, between him and Brooks, I guess. Sam will make sure Vinny knows what the heck he's doing at second base, and we're going to have a new third baseman on the other side of him. So he's really going to have to help the young group out. Brooks Ash will be behind the plate, and he'll be in charge of everybody out there. You know, he's a veteran. He's been through it a lot since a freshman year. He's been a varsity athlete, so we're going to rely on him a lot. Jared Foote on the mound, he's kind of our four guy. We're going to have to ask him to be maybe a two or three guy for us on the mound. Zach Merrill, he's going to be our leader on the mound. He won't throw tonight for us, but he'll throw probably 9 or 10 starts, and when we have a big game towards the end of the year, we're going to rely on him. Then you got Alex Mendoza, another returner that, God, I think he threw about every day for us last year. And we're going to rely on him. He loves getting up on the mound. He's a guy that can go in there and get us out of situations, and we're going to ask him to do that. Who else do we have? Jared Foote, we already mentioned.
You brought up a couple guys as well off the Braves from a year ago that's going to see a lot of playing time for you. Talk about those guys.
Yeah. Matt Krantz is going to get the start for us tonight on the mound. He was great for Coach Marquardt and the Braves last year. We're going to ask him to come up and be a leader on the mound for us. He's excited to get going to win that job on opening day basically for us. We wanted Zach to throw the first home game as a senior, so right now we're trying to figure out when that's going to be. But, yeah, Matt Krantz. Blaine Dreher is going to start at third base for us, and we'll ask him to play probably our backup shortstop job, possibly maybe a corner outfield spot once Alex is really going. We're going to rely on him. He's going to hit fifth, sixth, seventh in that order for us, somewhere in that range right now. And we'll also rely on him as a four or five guy on the mound. So we're going to We're going to rely on him a lot. Vinny Schmidt, another guy that will be at the back end of our rotation, but be a starter on the middle infield for us, and he's going to hit in the two-hole tonight. So that's how much confidence we have in Vinny.
Have you been happy with the preseason workouts and what you've been seeing out there so far?
Yeah, you know, and it's tough. We don't have that spring season, so guys come, and we've been practicing a lot. So for us to keep our focus and to keep practicing and getting better has been great. You know, we've had some live scrimmages, and what we've seen we've liked as far as guys just keeping the hustle up and running that, respecting that 90 feet to first base. It's been really nice there.
You said you had a winning season last year, made some noise at the state tournament in Omaha a year ago. What's this team got to do to maybe take the next step?
You know, I think hitting will help. You know, we relied on that defense and relied on that pitching staff last year a lot, and won a lot of two-run games, one-run games. Lost some one-run and two-run games also. So, you know, if we can go up there and really hit, and I think 1 through 9, our order can be pretty good. That'll help definitely be a key for us.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the pregame show tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Back with Hastings Five Points Bank head coach Russ Kindig as Ball Club opening up the 2015 summer season here tonight against the Kearney Runza. And you open up against one of the premier teams, not only in central Nebraska, but the state. This team is always good, and this year looks to be no different.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they look like us a little bit on their pitching rotation or what we're expecting. They got Chris Langen back. They got Peyton Pocock back. They got Braden Eckout back, three of their top guys on the mound that we saw a lot last year. We're planning on seeing one of those guys tonight, or maybe if not both, with probably being Pocock, who started their opener against us last year. So they're going to be good. They got the Moore kid back, who will probably be at the top of their order, hitting from the left side. So, you know, they're going to be same old Kearney, a team that is coached well and plays hard.
Is it good to open up against a team that you guys know quite a bit about?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's good to go out there and face a good team. Face a team that's going to throw the ball on the mound well and that's going to play good defense, and hopefully we'll get we won't put too much stock into tonight once we're done with it, but you know, it'll give us a good idea, I think.
What about the pitching plans for tonight?
We'll go Matt Krantz. He'll probably throw in the between 50 and 70 pitch range, see where he's at. Whether he starts an inning or doesn't start an inning will probably depend on where he's at pitch wise. Then we're going to throw out probably Blaine Dreher, maybe Alex Mendoza. Jared Foote could possibly be out there also.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around, Sonic Lamps, and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings Five Points Bank, and Kearney runs it tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Coach Kindig pregame show. Stay tuned. First pitch straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHS Radio.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KGS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS as we begin our summer of 2015 baseball season with Hastings Five Points Bank. Hastings opening up the season here tonight in Kearney against Kearney Runza at Memorial Field in Kearney. A couple of teams that were very successful a year ago. Kearney 32-18 last year. Hastings Five Points Bank was 29-20. Hastings finished 2-2. At the Class A state tournament in Omaha a season ago. So we're set to go. Hastings, obviously the visiting team, they'll be up to the plate first here in the top half of the first inning. Our starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings, here in this ball game here tonight, leading off for Hastings is Brock Dreher, and he singles up the middle on the very first pitch that he sees here from Kearney Runza. So Brock Dreher, who's going to be playing in center field for Hastings tonight, leads off with a single to center field. Vinny Schmidt batting second. He'll be the second baseman. Alex Panganiban is going to be the designated hitter. He'll bat in the third hole. Brooks Asher will be the catcher. He'll bat fourth. Zach Merrill will bat fifth. He'll be at first base tonight. Blaine Dreher will be at third base. He'll bat sixth. Braden Valentine out in left field. He'll bat seventh. Jared Foote, the right fielder, batting eighth. Sam Reimer, the shortstop, batting ninth. And on the mound for Hastings here in this opener is going to be Matt Krantz, who threw basically for the Johnson Imperial Braves a year ago. Got up and had a couple of starts at the Class A state tournament down in Omaha a year ago and pitched at three innings, picked up a win in his three innings of work. So Matt Krantz is going to be the starter for Hastings here tonight in this season opener. Kearney Runza will go with Braden Eckhout at shortstop. He'll lead off. Cam Moore will be the second baseman. He'll bat second. There's a bunt laid down, fielded there by Pocock. His play is the first base, and the sacrifice works here for Vinny Schmidt as he's throwing out on the play. From pitcher to first, moving down to second base on the play is going to be Brock Dreher. And that's going to bring up next Alex Panganiban for Hastings. Continuing with that Kearney lineup, Matt Moore out in left field. He'll bat third. Ty Roseberry will be at first base. He'll bat fourth. Chris Langen, a returner, he's at third base. He'll bat in the number five spot for Kearney. Jared Smalley, the center fielder, batting sixth. Peyton Pocock, the pitcher, batting seventh. Dylan Froling will be your right fielder. He'll bat eighth. And then Tyler Bensel, the catcher, batting in the number nine position for Kearney Runza here tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're underway for the 2015 season. Hastings has got a man on at second base. That is Brock Dreher. He leads off this first inning with a single to center field. Vinny Schmidt sacrifices him over to second base. And now Alex Panganiban to the plate here for Hastings. Panganiban is the designated hitter here in this ball game tonight. His batting average from a season ago was .339, one of the leaders for Hastings Five Points Bank, and that team that went 29-20 a season ago. So Panganiban up there, he bats from the right-hand side. Hastings is dressed in their white pants here tonight with their red tops trimmed and lettered in the white and blue. Kearney in their all-white uniforms trimmed and lettered in blue here tonight. At Memorial Field in Kearney, the 2015 season opener here tonight. The next pitch by Pocock is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at three balls and one strike now to Alex Panganiban. So Pocock is a right-handed thrower here for Kearney. A season ago, he was 8-3 for Kearney Runza. Had a 1.62 earned run average. He threw 69 innings for Kearney Runza, one of their workhorses on the mound a year ago as Panganiban fouls away the next pitch. And the count is sitting at three balls and two strikes now to the designated hitter for Hastings, Alex Panganiban, who spent the spring playing for the Hastings College baseball team. Saw a limited playing time for the Broncos, but Alex just now getting off of the Hastings College season. There's a fly ball towards center. That's going to be grabbed there by the center fielder, Jared Smalley, to record the second out here in this first inning of play. So just underway, Alex Panganiban flying out to center fielder Jared Smalley. That's going to bring up Brooks Asher next. Asher is the catcher for Hastings 5 points Bank in this ball game. He hit .247 a season ago. Carney's got to Tyler Menzel behind the plate with Ty Roseberry over at first base. Cam Moore is at second base. Braden Eckhout is shortstop, and Chris Langan over there at third base as the pitch comes in, and a swing and a miss from Asher. No balls and one strike to Brooks. Out of the outfield for Carney, Matt Moore out in left field. You've got Jared Smalley out in center, and a Dylan Froehling out in right field tonight for Carney Runza. No balls and one strike here to Brooks Asher. Brooks batting for the right-hand side. Next pitch comes in there for his strike. Right down Broadway there. No balls and two strikes to Brooks Asher. So Brock Dreher is a man down there at second base for Hastings. Went off the ball game here with a single to center field. He's now at second base here for Hastings. Russ Kindig, again, the head coach for Hastings 5 points Bank for this 2015 season. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now one ball and two strikes to Asher. Zach Merrill would be next. Hastings really with the core of their team from a season ago, returning for 2015. Coach and the staff very optimistic about what they can get done here in the summer of 2015. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Of course, Hastings College, or rather Hastings, has been named a state tournament site for the summer of 2015. So Hastings 5 points Bank already in the state tournament, at least as a host, but they would like to win themselves in here for the summer of 2015. But Hastings is guaranteed a spot in the state tournament coming up in the month of August. We held at Duncan Field this year. Here comes the next pitch. A breaking ball is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes here to Brooks Asher. Hastings 5 points Bank just underway. They're in the seniors ball game here tonight. The juniors game went long. They had a lot of runs scored. Carney posts 52, knocking off Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes in the opener tonight by a score of 11-8. Carney had 11 runs on 11 base hits. They committed two errors. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes had 8 runs and 9 hits and no errors. That was a season opener for both teams. As the next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen here by Brooks Asher, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. So we're rolling deuces on the scoreboard early in this ballgame. Two balls, two strikes, and 2 men out. One man on down there at second base. That is Brock Dreher. As a Peyton Pocock works from the stretch here for Carney Runza. American Legion baseball coverage underway here on 1230 KHAS. Next pitch is going to be inside, and it just misses inside. And the count is now full. 3 balls and two strikes to Brooks Asher. Zach Merrill would be next for Hastings, and then Blaine Dreher. Hastings batting here in the top half of the first inning at Memorial Field in Kearney. It's an all-turf infield here at Memorial Field with the regular grass out of the outfield. In fact, everything is artificial on the infield, including the dirt. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. So the count remains at 3 balls and two strikes. 335 down the left field line here, and it's 325 down the right field line. About 385 to straightaway center field here in Kearney. Brooks Asher has a count of 3 balls and two strikes with 2 men out here in the top half of the first inning. Pocock looking at the runner at second base. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up there by Pocock, and now Asher is aboard at first base, and that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next. So Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base here in the first inning of play. As Zach Merrill comes up there next, Merrill had a batting average a season ago of .264 for Hastings 5 points Bank. Hastings is a team last year hit at a clip of .279. So Merrill is up there for the first time here this season. Merrill had 32 base hits in 121 trips to the plate. There's a ball hit down the line at third base. That's going to be a fair ball. Picked up out there on the left field, and a run is going to come in there and score. Zach Merrill gets a single down the left field line for a base hit to drive home a run. And Hastings 5 points Bank goes out on top by a score of 1-0. Brings home Brock Dreher around from a second base to score. So Hastings jumps on Carney Runza early in this ballgame. 1-0 is the score. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Asher. Zach Merrill stays at first base with an RBI single. And that's going to bring up Blaine Dreher next. So Blaine Dreher is going to come to the plate. He played on the Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes team a season ago and hit 297 for the Braves last year. Comes up there for the first whack as a senior and fouls it down the right field line. It's going to get out of here. Get out of the parking lot, and it's no balls and one strike to Blaine Dreher. So we talked to Russ Kindig during the offseason. He thought this team would be a better hitting team than they were a season ago. Again, they were right about 277, 278 all season long a year ago. Hoping to get up around 300 as a team this year, and we're off to a good start. So Hastings has a run in here on a couple of base hits. There's a big swing and a miss there by Blaine Dreher, and he falls behind on the count at no balls and two strikes. Hastings 5 points bank American Legion baseball coverage here this summer on 1230 KHAS. It feels anything but summer, though. Temperature is sitting at 59 degrees. That's a game time, and as the sun continues to set here, it's going to be a cool one before we get out of here tonight. Northeast winds at about 9 miles per hour, blowing slightly to the right field corner here tonight. Pocock comes set. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. They hit down the line. A third base, that's going to be in foul territory just by the third baseman, Chris Langen. So the count remains in no balls and two strikes. A couple of base hits here for Hastings in the first inning of play from Brock Dreher and also from Zach Merrill. A base on ball is going up to a Brooks Asher and a sacrifice from Vinny Schmidt. And Hastings is on the scoreboard here in this ballgame. 1-0 is a score over Carney Runza. Lane Dreher is looking at a count of no balls and two strikes as Peyton Pocock comes set. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball, and it hits the outside corner for a strike, and it strikes him out. Blaine Dreher goes down, the first strikeout of the ballgame by Peyton Pocock, but Hastings comes up with one run here in the first inning of play. One run on a couple of base hits. No errors on Kearney and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Hastings 1, Kearney nothing.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings out on top of Carney Runza after the first half inning of play. 1-0 is a score. Matt Krantz is going to be the pitcher for Hastings here in this ball game here tonight. Matt Krantz again was basically a Braves player a season ago. In fact, threw a lot for Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes a season ago. It was 4-8 record-wise, a good ERA of 1.03. He threw 61 innings for Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes a season ago. At the end of the season, he was brought up about the time that Hastings went to the state tournament in Omaha and got in two of the four games that Hastings played in Omaha. Actually picked up a win in one of those games. He was 1-0 last year on the seniors level. Pitched in two games. He pitched three innings. So Krantz moving up to the seniors level here for the 2015 season. He's going to get the ball here to begin the season as Matt Krantz will get things started here for Hastings 5 points bank on the hill here this season. Brooks Asher will be behind the plate. Asher did a lot of catching a season ago. Zach Merrill at first base. Vinny Schmidt, the new second baseman here for Hastings here this season. Sam Reimer, returnee from Hastings High. He's the shortstop. And Blaine Dreher is our new third baseman. Out on the outfield, you've got Brock Dreher out in center field. And then a couple of new guys, Braden Valentine in left field and Jared Foote will be out in right field. Those guys played a season ago, but they're going to get the start out on the outfield here in game number one with Valentine, Dreher, and Foote. And the outfield left to right here for Hastings 5 points bank. So here comes Kearney Runza up to the plate for the first time here this season in the bottom half of the first inning. Braden Eckouts is your batter. He's the shortstop. He carried a big stick a season ago. He had a batting average of .382 for Kearney. There's a ground ball towards short, fielded there by Hastings. Reimer goes over to first base. That's going to be in time to break. That count is retired in the play from short to first. Good play there by Sam Reimer for Hastings, moving to his left, moving to the bag. That's his second base to grab that ball. And Braden Ancon is retired in the play. And now Cam Moore comes up there next. Moore is playing at second base here for Kearney Runson in this ball game tonight. He'll step in there on the right-hand side. Where's number 9 in that white and blue uniform here tonight for Kearney Runson? As the pitch comes in there from Matt Krauns, is going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. One ball and no strikes now to Cam Moore. Again, the catcher for Hastings is Brooks Asher. Here comes the next pitch by Krauns. That ball is hit a mile high out toward right field. Jared Foote settles under it for Hastings, and Jared Foote makes the play. Cam Moore flies out to right field for out number 2 here in this first inning of play. And that's going to bring up Matt Moore next. Now, Matt Moore a season ago for Kearney Runza, he was everything as it was advertised. 442 was his batting average a season ago. He had 65 base hits and 147 trips to the plate. He bats from the left side as Krauns will come in with a strike about to letter high. Fastball there, right across the center portion of the plate. Matt Moore had 7 doubles, 3 triples, and a home run a season ago. Drove home 31 runs for Kearney Runza. Takes another strike there, and he falls behind on the count here at no balls and 2 strikes. Kearney Runza batting in the bottom half of the first inning with Hastings out on top by a score of 1-0. Here comes the next pitch by Krauns. That's going to be a fastball that stays outside. That's now 1-2. Matt Krauns a season ago led the team, or Matt Moore a season ago for Kearney, led the team in base on balls with 33. He had 19 strikeouts, and he strikes out here. Matt Moore strikes out, and Kearney Runza goes down in order here in the first inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to inning number 2 here tonight. And American Legion Baseball coverage the score. Hastings 5 points back, 1, Kearney nothing.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS from Memorial Field in Kearney. Hastings 5 Points Bank out on top of Kearney runs about a score of 1-0. Hastings will have the bottom third of the order coming up here. Braden Valentine, Jared Foote, and Sam Reimer to face Peyton Pocock as we get started here in inning number 2. Valentine is going to take a strike here on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Braden Valentine, who's playing out in left field for Hastings 5 Points Bank here in this ball game tonight. Valentine, a season ago, hit .322 for Hastings 5 Points as he takes a ball down low here. And the count now to Valentine is sitting at 1-1, batting in the number 7 position here tonight. There's a dribbler out in front of the plate, picked up by Pocock in the mound. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Valentine is retiring the play from pitcher to first, and that's going to bring up Jared Foote next. Jared Foote, the right fielder here in this ball game tonight. Foote a season ago for Hastings. He had .333, played in just 3 ball games for Hastings, 5 Points Bank a season ago. He got injured early in the season and did not return. So Jared Foote back out there for this summer of 2015. He's going to take a ball inside here. 1-0 to Jared Foote. He had 1 base hit and 3 trips to the plate in his 3 ball games a season ago. Peyton Pocock rocks and fires. Next shot is going to be in there. It's going to be on the outside corner for a strike. That's one ball and one strike to Jared Foote. Sam Reimer will follow him. And we'll get back to the top of the order again in Brock Dreher. Peyton Pocock looking in for the sign from his catcher, Tyler Menzel. He's got the sign, now delivers it to plate. There's a roll around on the right side, picked up by the first baseman. He goes over to Pocock covering the bag, and that's going to be in time. So officially, the first baseman, Rosenberry, goes over to Pocock covering the bag. 3-1 officially in the scorebook here to record the second out. And Sam Reimer comes up there next. Reimer played a bunch a season ago for Hastings. His batting average last year was at .234. For Hastings, 5 points back. He had 26 base hits and 111 trips to the plate. He had three doubles for his extra base hits a season ago. No home runs, drove in 14 runs. For Hastings, 5 points. He compiled a record of 29-20 a season ago. He takes a strike here, nothing and one to Sam Reimer. Here comes the next ball. Woo, line into the Hastings dugout on the first base side. Fortunately, nobody was hit over there. Reimer lines out, baby, right into the Hastings dugout on the first base side. Asher skipping away from that one over there, the catcher for Hastings. Fortunately, he had his catching gear still on. So Reimer falls behind on the count of no balls and two strikes. Peyton Pocock again. Rocks and fires. Here's the next pitch. It can be outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Russ Kendig, the head coach for Hastings, down in the third base coaching box here tonight. Kevin Asher down there in the first base box. Hastings, 5 points here in this ball game. Here comes Pocock again. His next delivery to the plate is going to be down low for a ball. And the count down to Sam Reimer, is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reimer, a season ago, he walked 21 times, and he struck out 21 times. He takes a look at the pitch down low here, and the baby just misses. And the count is sitting at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The catcher for Connie runs it. Tyler Menzel tags out Reimer in the right-hand batter's box. That was a check swing there by Reimer. He did not go around with it. They appealed down to the base umpire. He says no, so Reimer just digs back in here on the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch, it could be fouled again away. Out of play on the first base side, and the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Get everything on the infield here at Memorial Field is artificial. Artificial grass, artificial dirt. They're not really digging in the right-hand side. Basically on carpet here with the real grass out on the outfield. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again on the first base side, and Reimer hangs in there at 3 balls and 2 strikes. In the first ball game, Kearney Post 52, knocking off Johnson Imperial Homes in the season opener, 11-8. Hastings had 8 base hits, 9 base hits in the ball game. Connor Laux, Dawson Eckhart, and Cameron Edwards all had 2 hits apiece for Hastings in that ball game. As the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, Sam Reimer gets a baseline balls here for Hastings, 5 points back. He's on board now at first base with 2 men out. And now Brock Dreher comes to the plate next. Dreher led off the first inning of play with a single to center field and came around to score, running the Zach Merrill single later on in the inning. Hastings is out on top of Kearney runs here tonight in American Legion baseball action. The score 1-0. All of our Legion games this year are 7-inning affairs. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Bouncing ball out towards short. Eckhout goes to second and gets it to force out on Reimer. And the inning is over. So Hastings gets a base runner, but nothing across the plate here. Hastings 5 points back. They score no runs on no hits. No errors on Kearney. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. With a score, Hastings 1-0.
The history of Mary Lanning is pretty profound.
The Lannings, who lived right down just a block over, were a fairly wealthy couple here in town. And they had one daughter, her name was Mary.
She was away at college, and when she came home for Christmas, she got sick. They were unable to cure her.
She was the only daughter, so Mr. and Mrs. Lanning wanted to do something to memorialize her.
And because she had wanted to be a social worker, her parents chose to develop the hospital and the school of nursing.
But they also wanted to be sure that that didn't happen for any other people in the community.
I would hope that we all remember that young lady who was wanting to do good for the world and never had the chance.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Connie runs it went down in order in the bottom half of the first inning of play. So we got 4, 5, and 6 coming on here to face Matt Kronz. You're going to have Ty Rosenberry, also Chris Langan, and Jared Smalley. If any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Peyton Pocock come to the plate here. And inning number 2 is a pitch by Kronz. Comes all the way back to the screen here, and he falls behind Ty Rosenberry at 2 balls and no strikes. Rosenberry, one of the mainstays from a season ago for Kearney Runza. He hit 342 for Kearney a season ago. He had 53 base hits and 155 trips to the plate for Kearney Runza, a team that was 33-18 a year ago. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Now officially 3 balls and 1 strike to Ty Rosenberry. Kronz working quickly. Next pitch is a fastball up high, and he walks him. So a base on balls. There's the first base runner of the ball game now for Kearney as we play the bottom half of the second inning. And now Chris Langan comes to the plate next. Langan, he was a 336 hitter a season ago for Kearney Runza. He had 46 base hits and 137 trips to the plate. He had 9 doubles to his credit, a couple of triples a year ago. No home runs. He drove home 32 runs. He takes a whack at that one. That's going to be in the gap in right center field. It's going to fall for a base hit. Jared Foote chases it down. Now picked up by Brock Dreher, the center fielder. Langan slides into second base as the ball comes in there. And Kearney has got runners on at second and third base. Rosenberry moves over to a third base on the play. A double in the gap there for Chris Langan. On the very first pitch that he sees from Matt Kronz, finally chased down by the center fielder Brock Dreher. And now Kearney's got something going here in the second inning of play. First two guys have reached base safely here in the second with Rosenberry and Langan. And now Jared Smalley comes up there next. Smalley is a center fielder. He hit 244 a season ago. Smalley had 21 base hits and 86 trips to the plate in the summer of 2014. He had a couple of doubles, no triples, one home run. He drove home 15 runs for Kearney Runza a season ago. Chance to give Kearney a couple of runs right here, maybe with the base hit to the outfield as a pitch comes in there from Kronz. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes to Jared Smalley. He's a center fielder for Kearney, batting here on the right-hand side. Base runners are on at second and third base. Chris Langan is on at second base. Ty Rosenberry is on at third. Now Matt Kronz working from the stretch here. He gets his sign from Asher. Comes set, throws into the plate. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from Asher, and there's the throw to the plate. It's not going to be in time. Coming in there from third base and scoring is going to be a Rosenberry. Kronz took one of the chops there as a Rosenberry came to the plate. The ball got away from Asher all the way back to the concrete wall behind the plate here. And a run comes in to a score as Rosenberry comes in on the wild pitch to score. That ties up the ball game at 1 run apiece. And now Russ Kindy comes out of the first base dugout for Hastings to make sure his pitcher, Kronz, is okay. I think he took one to the chops as Rosenberry was kind of diving for the plate there. Asher came down and chased the ball down back here near the concrete wall. Kronz was covering the home plate there. They got him the ball, but it was not in time as Rosenberry scores, and now we're tied up at 1 run apiece. Langan moves over to third base on the wild pitch. Next pitch is going to be fouled away back to the screen on the first base side. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. So a base on balls and a double, and then a wild pitch thrown by Matt Kronz. This ball game is now tied at 1 run apiece. In the bottom half of the second inning, Jared Smalley waiting on the next pitch here. 2 balls and 1 strike, a hard hit ball to left field. Valentine backs up, and Valentine makes the catch out there in deep left field. Tagging up and scoring from third base on the play is going to be Chris Langan, and Kearney's got the lead. So Valentine, he backs up there, staring at that 335 feet mark out there in the left field as he makes the catch. That also produces a run here as Jared Smalley, gets the job done with a sacrifice fly out to left field, and now it's a 2-1 ball game. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings. Peyton Pocock comes to the plate next. He's the pitcher here tonight. Pocock, he hit 253 for Kearney runs a season ago. He takes a pitch outside here, 1-0 the count to Peyton Pocock. Pocock, he had 24 base hits and 95 trips to the plate in the summer of 2014. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Pocock had 4 doubles last year. He had 1 triple, no home runs, 13 RBIs. He walked 13 times and led the team in strikeouts. Actually led the team in, strikeouts with 29 a season ago. As the next pitch comes back to the screen as well. So Crown's getting a little wild here in inning number 2. 2 balls and 1 strike. Kearney went down in order in the first inning of play. And now Asher goes out to try to settle down the youngster on the mound there. Short little conference. Here comes Asher back to the dish for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Hastings has got 54 games scheduled for the summer of 2015. They're going to be busy throughout the year, and we'll have select games throughout the year here on 1230 KHIS. There's a ball hit toward left field again. That's going to get down for a base hit. Valentine and Dreher chase it down. It bounces off of the wall out there. And moving into second base with a stand-up double is going to be Peyton Pocock. It's another hard hit ball there by Kearney Runza. That one in the gap in left center field as Pocock gets a double. And now coming out to run for him is going to be Kyle Anderson. So Pocock, the pitcher, coming back to the third base dugout. Kearney has got the lead 2-1 now over Hastings. That's the second base hit for Kearney Runza here in the inning. And now Dylan Froehling comes to the plate next. He's the right fielder. Froehling hit 219 a season ago for Kearney Runza. He had 7 base hits and 32 trips to the plate. Getting the start out in right field here in game number 1 for the 2015 season. So now Peyton Pocock with that double here in the second inning of play. Eric Anderson, or Kyle Anderson, running for him now in second base. As the next pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be fouled away on the first base side. Nothing and one to Dylan Froehling. Tyler Metzel would be next. Kearney runs at 33-18 in the summer of 2014. In fact, both of these teams very successful a season ago. They'll be in the same area tournament again later on this year. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 1 ball and 1 strike. In fact, my memory serves me correct. We're going to be playing the area tournament here at Memorial Field before moving over to Hastings at Duncan Field for the state tournament in Class A this year. 1 ball and 1 strike here to Froehling. It's going to be fouled away. The next pitch back to the screen. And the count is sitting at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hastings scoring a run in the first inning of play. Now Kearney has come back with 2 runs here in inning number 2 here tonight. Kearney's got the lead over Hastings. The score is 2-1. Dylan Froehling is your batter. With Matt Krantz, your pitcher here for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Froehling, he walked 9 times a year ago. Struck out 13 times. A batting average of 219. Batting in the number 8 position. Here for Kearney Runza here tonight. Now backs out of the batter's box. Now he's ready to go again. As Matt Krantz comes set on the mound for Hastings. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be a called strike, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Matt Krantz. A strikeout there on the Froehling. That's going to bring up Tyler Menzel next. Menzel is the catcher for Kearney Runza. He spent time a year ago on the Kearney Post 52. Now playing for Kearney Runza here in the summer of 2015. He sheds his catching gear in the on-deck circle here. Now he walks to the plate for the first time here tonight. There's 2 men out here in the second inning of play. A man is on at second base. That is Kyle Anderson. Matt Krantz works in the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. There's now no balls and 1 strike. And Krantz spent a lot of time down in Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes a year ago through 60 innings plus for Blake Marquardt down there before coming up in state tournament time a season ago, making a couple appearances in Omaha last year. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So Krause is going to be called on here for the summer of 2015, and he gets to start here tonight in the season opener. Dr. Hastings is going to be deep on the pitching staff. Zach Merrill is going to throw some innings here this year. Alex Panganiban, of course, going to throw some innings as well. Jared Foote, Braden Valentine, all big-time pitchers here for Hastings 5 Points Bank here this year. As the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at 1-2. So Menzel batting in this number 9 position. Panganiban was injured right at the end of the Hastings College spring season. And he's just got the okay to start pitching again today. So it's going to be a while before we see Panganiban on the mound for Hastings 5 Points in this summer. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away. Panganiban's the designated hitter. And that's what he's going to do most of the time until he's back 100%. Had some arm problems right at the end of the Hastings College spring season. 1-2 here to Tyler Menzel. In the right-hand batter's box, here comes the next pitch. That one just misses outside, and it's now 2-2. So Panganiban has already played 60-plus games, so to speak, here this year with the Hastings College season ramping up. Now the pitching coach for Hastings 5 Points, Kevin Asher, is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound here. Top things over.
CBS News, I'm Jim
Taylor. Tyler Menzel is waiting here at the plate with a count of 2-2. So a man is on at second base. That is Kyle Anderson as the conference continues on the mound here tonight. In the first ball game, it was Kearney Post 52. Beating Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes by the score of 11-8. Kearney actually scored 6 runs in the first inning of play. Hastings then scored 6 runs of their own later on in the ball game. It was a tight ball game. Not so much of that contest tonight, but Kearney Post 52 winning by the score of 11-8. Connor Laux, Dawson Eckhart, Cameron Edwards had 2 hits apiece for Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes. So the conference is over. 2-2 with 2 men out. Here comes the next pitch by Krantz. It's going to be swung on, and it's going to be fouled away. First base side out of play, so the count remains at 2-2. If you've got your Hastings 5 Points Bank schedules, especially the home games, it indicates a home contest against Aurora on Thursday night at Duncan Field. Aurora has canceled out of that ball game. At last check, Russ Kindig was trying to find a team to fill that slot for Thursday night. So the home opener right now is kind of in limbo for Thursday night as Aurora is a cancel out of that ball game. They will not be here. And by late this afternoon, Hastings was looking for a replacement for Aurora on Thursday. And we'll certainly let you know probably sometime tomorrow whether or not those games will be played on Thursday night. There's a swing and a miss. And Tyler Menzel goes down on the strikeout. So no more damage done as Matt Krantz has struck out 3 batters through 2 innings of play. But Kearney scores a couple of runs here in this second inning. 2 runs on 2 base hits. No errors on Hastings. 1 man left on base. 2 innings in the books tonight. American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHIS. The score is now Kearney 2, Hastings 1.
Shop local, save big at shopwheelerdealer.com. To subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. Shopwheelerdealer.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with American Legion baseball coverage tonight from Memorial Field in Kearney. Kearney runs has got the lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank. The score is 2-1. Hastings will have numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order coming up here in the third inning of play. Vinny Schmidt, Alex Panganiban, and Brooks Asher. When those guys get aboard, we'll see Zach Merrill. So Vinny Schmidt, one of the Hastings Johnson Imperial Braves that moved up from the juniors level a season ago, will come to the plate here. Laid down a sacrifice back there in inning number 1. Vinny last year for the Braves hit 292. As he takes a strike here, no balls and one strike to Vinny Schmidt. Of course, he's a starting basketball player for Hastings High this winter. Vinny was 42 out of 144 from the plate for the Braves a season ago. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. And Vinny is behind it, kind of no balls and two strikes. Schmidt on the juniors level a season ago had 7 doubles to his credit, no home runs, and 24 RBIs. Little guy in there in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is going to be off of the carpet here, and it bounces to the catcher, Tyler Menzel. The count is sitting at 1-2. Schmidt a season ago had 29 walks, and he had 13 strikeouts. So he digs in here in the right-hand batter's box with the pitcher, Peyton Pocock, who gets the start here for Carney Runza. Next pitch is swung on and fouled away here at the plate, back to the concrete wall behind the plate. And the count remains at 1-2. Just a slight breeze blowing out toward right field. In fact, the breeze is pretty well calmed down right now as the flag is limp out there in center field at Memorial Field. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Schmidt. That one is going to be down low. In fact, it ricochets off the plate. And back here to the screen, count remains at, well, it goes to 2-2 now to Vinny Schmidt. Back in the number 2 position here tonight. Hastings scoring a run in the first. Carney with 2 in the second inning of play. We're now here in the top half of the third. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and that one just misses. And the count is now full at 3-2 to Vinny Schmidt. He's a good guy to have on the base pads. Got some good speed out there. Let's see what happens with the 3-2 coming up here. It's swung on, hit toward third. Langen has got it on a couple of hops. Long throw to first base. It's over the head of the first baseman. Rosenberry, and everybody's going to be safe. So Chris Langen at third base fielded that one cleanly, but in his throw to first base was nowhere near the first baseman, Ty Rosenberry, and that's going to be an error chalked up on Carney Runza's third baseman, Chris Langen. Vinny Schmidt gets a board here for Hastings. So now Vinny is on at first base, and now Alex Panganiban coming to the plate next for Hastings. Panganiban, he flew out to center field his first time up there. So Pango coming to the plate here for Hastings 5 Points Bank with a chance to do some damage. Vinny Schmidt dives back in there at first base. Holding him on over there is going to be Rosenberry. Vinny Schmidt taking a pretty good lead over there right now for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stays put. Pitch comes to the plate. In there for a strike on the outside corner. No balls and one strike. We'll have Nebraska baseball coming up later this week here on 1230 KHAS. The Huskers will play Illinois, the top-seeded team in the Big Ten tournament on Wednesday. That first pitch will be at 5 o'clock at Target Field in Minneapolis, on the air at 4:30 with a pregame show on Wednesday afternoon as Alex Panganiban fouls away the next pitch on the first base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes now to Panganiban. Nobody out for Hastings here in the top half of the third inning. Hastings 5 points trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-1. Panganiban waiting here in the right-hand batter's box as the throw again goes over to first baseman Ty Rosenberry. Vinny Schmidt dives back in there. He takes a pretty good-sized lead over there right now. Pocock looks that way, delivers one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. That's now 1-2 to Alex Panganiban. Brooks Asher would be next, and then Zach Merrill. Merrill getting an RBI single back there in inning number 1 to drive home the first run of the season for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Peyton Pocock looking over his left shoulder now. The runner at first base, that's Vinny Schmidt. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled on the first base side by the first base coach, Kevin Asher. So the count remains at 1-2. Get the game on Thursday night. It's on your schedule that Hastings 5 Points is going to play Aurora. That's not going to be the case. Aurora is canceled out of that ball game. Hastings was looking for a replacement for that one. So if they don't play that one, Hastings' home opener will be this weekend. Throw again over the first base, not in time as Vinny's back in there. Pocock again comes set on the mound, looks toward first. There goes the runner at first base, a swing and a miss here by Panganiban at the plate to throw down to second base. That's going to be in time. So they have got him down there at second base. Panganiban strikes out on the play. And then Vinny Schmidt is thrown out on the play from the catcher, Tyler Menzel, to the shortstop Eckhout down there at second base. And now Russ Kindig is going to argue the call down there with the base umpire. But it turns out to be a double play here as Vinny Schmidt is retired at second base attempting to steal. So he strike out for Pocock on Alex Panganiban. That's going to be his second strikeout of the ball game. And then Menzel throws a perfect strike down to second base against Vinny Schmidt down there at second. So now there's two men out here in the third inning of play. Russ comes back to the third base coaching box, loses that confrontation. And now Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. Asher had a base on balls his first time up there. In inning number one, going to get 247 a season to go and takes a whack at a high fastball there and a swing and a miss. That was about eye level there for Brooks Asher. Goes around with it and comes up empty. No balls and one strike here to Brooks Asher. Here comes the next pitch by Pocock. That ball is going to be hit toward the right field side. It's going to curve over into foul territory. And now it's no balls and two strikes here to Brooks Asher. Asher doing the catching chores again for Hastings here in this ball game here tonight. He'll do most of the catching all season long. One of the mainstays here for Hastings 5 points Bank. There's a hard hit ball, but right at the right fielder, Froehling. Now he goes over toward the foul line to grab that one. And Froehling records the third out here in this third inning of play. So Brooks Asher flies out to right field. So Hastings gets Vinny Schmidt aboard, but he's erased attempting to steal at second base. Panganiban strikes out. Asher flies out to right field. So Hastings with nothing going here in inning number three. No runs on no hits. One error on Kearney. And nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Kearney 2, Hastings 1.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice with speeds up to 12 megs. Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online, shopglenwood.net, switch free today.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with American Legion Baseball coverage here tonight. A chilly night at Memorial Field in Kearney. Kearney runs has got the lead over Hastings 5 points. The score is 2-1. Both teams with a couple of base hits so far in the ball game. Kearney's got one error as we move to the bottom half of the third. And for Kearney, we're going to see the top of the order coming up there. That's Braden Eckhout, Cam Moore, and Matt Moore. When those guys get aboard, we'll see Ty Rosenberry coming to the plate here for Kearney Runson. And two very successful teams from a season ago. Kearney was 32-18. Hastings 29-20. Hastings actually made some noise down at the state tournament in Omaha a season ago in Class A, going 2-2. Losing to the eventual state champions, Omaha Westside, to oust them out of the tournament. Hastings looking for some bigger and better things, maybe for the summer of 2015. So Braden Eckhout comes to the plate here for Kearney Runs as they begin their half of the third inning. Eckhout, he grounded out his first time up there. Grounded out to the shortstop to begin the Kearney half of the first inning. As Matt Krantz will go to work on him, and he throws a couple of pitches outside the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes now. to Braden Alcott. Grounce has got three strikeouts so far here tonight. He's walked one batter, giving up a couple of base hits. The right-hander throws into the plate. There's a ground ball towards second. Vinny Schmidt has got it on the edge of the grass. And his throw to first base is going to be in time. Good play there by our new second baseman, Vinny Schmidt. Hastings 5 points back, records the out there on the Braden Eckout. He is retired, and now Cam Moore comes to the plate next. He is the Kearney's second baseman. Moore flew out to right field his first time up there. Moore was a player they moved up from Kearney Post 52 from a season ago. So Cam Moore is now playing for Kearney Runza here in the seniors level, his second plate appearance of the season. And the pitch from Matt Kranz is going to be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Cam Moore. Matt Moore and a big slugger coming up there next for Kearney. Matt Kranz working for the full windup as he's got a sign from Asher. There's a fastball that's going to miss outside. And the count now is at two balls and no strikes to Cam Moore. Where's number nine on that white and blue uniform here for Kearney Runza as he backs out of the batter's box. Takes a look at the coaches down in the third base box. Comes back in, taps the plate. Now he's set to go. Here comes the next pitch by Matt Kranz. It's going to be a fastball. It's in there for a strike to the inside corner. That's now two balls and one strike to Cam Moore. He flew out to right field his first time up there. Stands with a club in hand. Kranz working quickly. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays up high for a ball. Now it's 3-1. Zach Merrill down there at first base for Hastings. Vinny Schmidt at second. Sam Reimers at shortstop. And Blaine Dreher is over there at third base. You've got Valentine, Brock Dreher, and Jared Foote in the outfield from left to right. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there again on the outside corner. And now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. One bat out here in the third inning of play. Kearney Runza has got the lead over Hastings 5 points back. And the season opener scores 2-1. Here comes the next pitch way up high for a ball, and he walks him. So that's his second walk of the ball game suffered by Matt Kranz. Heading down to first base on the play is going to be Cam Moore. Then we got Matt Moore coming to the plate next. You really don't want to face this guy with anybody on the base pads because Matt Moore can do a lot of damage. Season ago, he hit .442 for Kearney Runza. Moore struck out on his first time up there for 2015 back in the first inning of play. So Matt Moore, the lefty, comes to the plate now to work against the righty on the mound for Hastings, Matt Kranz. As the pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 the count now to Matt Moore. Moore, he had three triples to his credit last year. One home run and 51 RBIs. Next pitch to the plate is going to be down low. The ball gets away from Asher, but staying at first base is going to be Cam Moore. He had 31 RBIs a season ago. Scored 42 runs for Kearney Runza. One ball, one strike is the count here to Matt Moore, the number three hitter in the batting order for Kearney Runza. Matt Kranz has thrown a first base. Not in time. Throws a little bit high as Zach Merrill pulls that one down. Over to the bag for Hastings, 5 points. Diving back in there is Cam Moore. Now he's got a pretty good lead over there again. Kranz offers one of the plate. It's going to be inside, and it hits him. So Matt Moore is beamed by a pitch. So now a hit batter and a base on balls here in this third inning of play. Kearney has got two base runners on again. And that's going to bring up Ty Rosenberry next. He is the first baseman. Rosenberry was awarded a base on balls back during inning number two. He got the free pass and eventually came around to score one of the two runs for Kearney in that inning. Kearney Runza is out on top of Hastings by a score of 2-1 after Hastings got on the scoreboard in the first inning of play. So now there's only one man out. Kearney's got runners on at first and second base as Kranz throws one to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. That is one ball and no strikes. So 1-0 the count here to Ty Rosenberry. Chris Langen would be next. He's in the on-deck circle here for Kearney Runza. Matt Kranz comes set. Here comes the next pitch. Popped up. It's going to be in the right field. Jared Foote settles under it. He makes the catch there to record the out. gets the ball back to the infield, and the runners will stay put at first and second base. A good job by Jared Foote out there in the right field. Records the out. Now there's two men out as Chris Langan will come to the plate next. Langan had an RBI double back there in the second inning of play to drive home the first run of the ball game for Connie Runza. So Langan is one out of one so far tonight. 336 was his batting average a season ago as he will step in there from the right-hand side here for Connie Runza with a chance to do some damage. Runners at first and second base. Now Hastings will play behind the runners at those respective bags as Krantz will go to the work here. On the batter, Chris Langan, as the pitch is going to be outside for ball. There's a throw down to second base and scampering back in there for Connie's Cam Moore. Ball got away momentarily, but it's chased down there by Sam Reimer, the shortstop, on the edge of the grass of the outfield, and everybody stays put at first and second base. Matt Moore is on at first. Cam Moore is on at second base. Chris Langan is at the plate with two men out here in the third inning of play. Bad Krantz comes set again. After getting the sign from Asher, here's the pitch to the plate, hit towards second. Vinny Schmidt has it. He bobbles the ball, picks it up, goes to first base in time, and they got him. Vinny Schmidt has it go ricocheting off of his chest there at second base, but stays after it and catches Chris Langan at first base to record the out. So Connie had a couple of base runners there in the third, but nothing across the plate. They score no runs on no hits. A base on balls and a hit batter. No errors on Hastings. Two men left on base. Three innings in the books tonight. This one scheduled for seven. The score, it is Kearney 2, Hastings 1.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Gary Michaels Clothiers has the right look for the graduate and the professional. Now take 30% off all in-stock suits and sports coats from modern fit to traditional. There are many options to choose from. Look your best. Purchase any dress pant and shirt at regular price and select a tie for free. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for the perfect outfit for any event. Open late on Thursdays and Saturdays until 4.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. From Memorial Field in Kearney, it's Kearney runs out on top of Hastings by the score of 2-1. Zach Merrill, Blaine Dreher, Braden Valentine scheduled up here for Hastings in the fourth inning of play. Then we'll see Jared Foote. Peyton Pocock stays out there for Kearney Runza, throwing here in the fourth inning of play. And the count here to Zach Merrill is going to be a 1-1. Merrill, a 264 hitter from a season ago. Pocock so far has got a couple of strikeouts here in this ball game. He's given up two base hits. There's a ball hit toward right, but it's going to curve over into foul territory. Out of play. Pocock so far, he's walked a couple of batters as well. This team has got the lead here 2-1 as we play in the top half of the fourth inning. So Zach Merrill batting in the right-hand batter's box here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Peyton Pocock working for the full windup, and now he backs off the rubber and takes a little extra time here as Merrill backs out of the batter's box. And Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings, down there in the third base box here tonight. Kevin Asher down there in the first base box. Ground ball towards second. Cam Moore scoops it up. He goes to first, and it's by the first baseman, Rosenberry. So a routine play there, and an error is going to be chalked up on Connie Runza. That's their second miscue of the ball game. That was a routine ground ball to the second baseman, Cam Moore, and he threw up low to a Rosenberry there at first base, and it got away from Ty. So Zach Merrill is going to be safe on the error from Connie Runza's second baseman, Cam Moore. Now Blaine Dreher comes to the plate next. Dreher struck out his first time up there, back there in inning number one. He had a batting average a season ago for Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes. He hit 297 in the summer of 2014. As he comes up there, lays down a bunt, right back to Pocock. He goes to second base. And the play down there, they got the force out at second. On his Zach Merrill went to a head first slide down there. The bunt was a little bit too hard. But right back to Peyton Pocock on the mound. He fires at the second base and catches the force out on the lead runner down there, Zach Merrill. So he's retired in the play. And that's going to bring up Valentine next. Blaine Dreher reaches on the fielder's choice, but now there's one man out here in this fourth inning of play. Valentine coming up there. He had a batting average a season ago of .322. It went back to the pitcher back there in inning number two. There's 0-1 so far tonight. Takes a pitch on the outside corner there for a strike. There's no balls and one strike. So now Blaine Dreher is your base runner at first base. He inches away from the bag over there. Rosenberry will hold him on defensively. There's a throw over there. That's not in time. As Blaine Dreher is back in there. And 335 down the left field line. 325 the right field line here at Memorial Field. Peyton Pocock comes set. There's the next pitch. A swing and a miss. A lot of smoke delivered there. And Valentine couldn't get around on that fastball. And he falls behind. And he counted no balls and two strikes. American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. There's a quick throw to first base, and Blaine Dreher just gets back in there for Hastings 5 points. Takes his lead again away from the bag at first on the carpet here. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. That's not one ball and two strikes. All the rain we've had here in the past couple of weeks, this game may have been in doubt if we were playing in a regular infield. And everything is artificial here, including the dirt. It's just a brown-colored carpeting with the green for the grass in the infield here. Braden Valentine waiting on the next pitch. It swung on and missed. There's the throw down to second base. That's going to get by the shortstop into center field. The staying at second is going to be Blaine Dreher. Braden Valentine strikes out in the ballgame. Strikeout number three for Peyton Pocock. But the runner was going on the pitch there, Blaine Dreher, and he gets a stolen base down there at second. And now what do we have? Again, we're going to have a conversation. Carney is coming off of the field, and I think they're going to rule Blaine Dreher out at second base. Russ Kendi again for the second straight inning is having a confrontation with the base umpire out there on the pitcher's mound. But now Blaine Dreher is coming back to the dugout, and he's going to be ruled out at second base. The ball got away from the shortstop in the center field. Now Dreher's going to go back at second base as the conversation continues out there. And for the second straight inning, I think Russ is going to lose this one as well, as he's going to head back to the first base dugout. Now he turns around. He's going to have a couple of more words out there. But I think the inning is going to be over. Carney is already back in the dugout here. Blaine Dreher is just standing at the second base as Russ continues to jaw with the base umpire. Now the inning is going to be over. So the inning is over. And Hastings is out here at the fourth inning of play. They're going to rule batter's interference here at the plate. Batter's interference on Valentine. So they rule the man out at second base, Blaine Dreher. So the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on no hits. One error on Carney and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Carney 2, Hastings 1.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Now you can experience restorative sleep with conforming support. Introducing Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus, an innovative memory foam mattress that provides exceptional pressure relief and comfort designed to deliver better support for better sleep. Experience the Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus and transform restorative sleep into a healthy habit at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to American Legion Baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're in Kearney tonight. Kearney runs it, has got the lead over Hastings 5 points. His score is 2-1. As Matt Cron stays out there for Hastings, he will throw here in inning number four. Jared Smalley, Peyton Pocock, and Dylan Froling scheduled up here for Kearney Runza here in the inning. Kearney with 2 runs in the second after Hastings scored 1 run in the first. Hastings has had base runners the last couple of innings but have not scored. Smalley takes a little pitch down low here, 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count. 3 strikeouts in the ballgame thus far for Matt Kronz. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 3 balls and no strikes. So Kronz hit a man, and he also walked a man back during inning number 3. Now he's fallen behind the first hitter here in the fourth inning of play. Jared Smalley, 3 balls and no strikes. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Letter high right across the center portion of the plate. 3 balls and 1 strike. Peyton Pocock would be next, and then we'll see the right fielder and Dylan Froling here in this fourth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Another nice pitch there. A pitch there by Matt Kronz. He's come back to record a couple of strikes now. The count is full of 3 balls and 2 strikes on the right-handed hitter here for Kearney Runza. Kronz gets his sign here from Brooks Asher. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up there by Kronz. Heading down to first base on the play is going to be Jared Smalley. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game given up there by Kronz. Now Peyton Pocock comes out there next. Pocock had a double back there in the second inning of play. Pocock, a 253 hitter for Kearney Runza a season ago. As he stumps up there, the right-hand side with the man on now at first base, that is Jared Smalley. Zach Merrill will hold him on defensively for Hastings. There's the ball hit to the left side. That's going to get through there over the glove with the second there. Shortstop Sam Reimer in the left field. So Peyton Pocock on the first pitch that he sees here from Matt Kronz. He sends it right on by the shortstop's glove. Sam Reimer in the left field. Now base runners on at first and second base for Kearney here in this fourth inning. And now Dylan Froling coming to the plate next. We're going to have a courtesy runner coming back out again for Pocock. That's going to be Kyle Anderson. So the pitcher back to the third base dugout here in the fourth inning of play. Peyton Pocock gets a single. Jared Smalley a base on balls. And now Dylan Froling coming to the plate next. He struck out his first time up there in inning number 2. So see if Matt Kronz can wiggle out of a jam again here in the fourth inning of play. For Hastings, 5 points. He comes set. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Squares around the butt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch up high for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Dylan Froling for Kearney Runza. Batting in the number 8 position here tonight for Kearney as he backs out of the batter's box. We'll see what they elect to do here with nobody out and runners out at first and second base. Hastings playing with the infield in, especially at first base. Zach Merrill is on the grass. There's a bunt laid down third base side that's going to curve over into foul territory. Retrieved there by Blaine Dreher, but home plate umpire up there in a hurry, ruling that one foul. And the count is at 1-1. Tyler Menzel would be next here for Kearney Runza, trying to add to the total. It's a 2-1 ball game. Kearney Runza has got the lead. We're in the bottom half of the fourth. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. At about a 15-minute late start because of the duration of the first ball game between Kearney Post 52 and Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, won by Kearney earlier tonight. Again, they square around the bunt, pulls it back, and now throw down to second base. That's not going to be in time. Diving back in there is going to be Jared Smalley. So Smalley is aboard at second. You've got Anderson running for Pocock over here at first base, and now the count to Dylan Froling at the plate. Is it 1-2? Rolling again, re-enters the right-hand batter's box. Matt Kronz gets his sign here from Brooks Asher. shakes off a couple of signs, and so he gets one that he likes out there. Cross continues to look. Now he comes set, looks at the runner at second base, wheels towards second. He throws that one into center field, right on by the shortstop, Sam Reimer, but staying at second base is going to be Smalley backing him up on the play. Was it Dreher, the center fielder? So Kranz threw that one right on by the shortstop, Sam Reimer, who's covering the bag there at second to try to pick off the man. Jared Smalley there at the bag. Not a very good throw by Matt Kranz, but fortunately for Hastings, you had Brock Dreher backing him up, the center fielder. And now here comes the 1-2 pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. And the count is now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings has got somebody warming up out of the bullpen. I assume that's Mendoza. Hastings has only got 13 guys on the roster here for the summer of 2015. Mendoza, one of the guys that's not in the starting lineup. And there's a called third strike there. A strikeout on Dylan Froehling. So he strikes out for the second time here tonight. That's strikeout number 4 in the ball game now for Matt Kranz. And now there's one man out in the fourth inning of play with base runners on at first and second base. And Tyler Menzel comes to the plate next. He's the catcher. He struck out himself back there in inning number 2. One of the guys they moved up from Kearney Post 52 from a summer ago. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike to Tyler Menzel. Back in the number 9 position here for Kearney Runza. Braden Eckout would be next. There's one man out for Kearney as they look to tack on some runs here in the fourth inning of play, already leading by a score of 2-1. And now Kranz again steps off of the rubber and looks towards second base. Back in there was Jared Smalley with no throw. Kearney's got 2 runs on 3 base hits. They've committed 2 errors so far. Hastings with 1 run, 2 hits, and no errors. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And now the count here at the plate on Tyler Menzel is going to be at 1 ball and 1 strike. Runners taking the leads at first and second base. Hastings playing behind the runners at each bag. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. A check swing foul. That one is off of the handle of the bat of Tyler Menzel. It was on the first base side. Out of play, so it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Season opener for both of these teams. Hastings and Kearney will play each other a plethora of times throughout the 2015 season, albeit couple of games in the Cornhusker League, and they'll see each other in some respective tournaments throughout the year. So this will definitely not be the last meeting between these two teams this year. And they're involved in the same area tournament again this year. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now even up with 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zach Merrill, the first baseman, playing behind the runner there. Third baseman Blaine Dreher just a couple of steps behind the bag over here. At third base for Hastings, protecting the line. And again, wheeling towards second base is going to be the pitcher, Matt Kranz. A shortstop, Sam Reimer, sneaking over there, but no throw from the pitcher for Hastings. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Tyler Menzel, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. There's a pitch. It's going to be on the outside corner. He strikes him out. So back-to-back strikeouts now for Matt Kranz. Strikeouts number 4 and 5 in the ball game. Froehling and Menzel go down, and now Braden Eckout comes up there next. So Matt Kranz trying to wiggle out of a jam after giving up a base on balls to Jared Smalley to start off the inning. And a single by Peyton Pocock. There's 2 men out now with back-to-back strikeouts on Froehling and Menzel as the top of the order comes up there into Braden Eckout. Eckout, he has grounded out twice so far in this ball game, once to the second baseman and once to the shortstop. He hit .382 a season ago for Kearney Runza. That's here from the right-hand side. Club in hand. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. That's now 2 balls and no strikes. We're in the fourth inning of play. Both pitchers have gone all the way here on the season opener. Now Kevin Asher, the pitching coach for Hastings, pops out of the first base dugout. He comes out here to chat with his pitcher, Matt Kranz. Make sure everything's is going all right for the youngster out there. And Russ Kindig told us at the beginning of the ball game that Kranz would be on a pitch count. He didn't want him to throw any more than about 70 pitches in this season opener as they kind of mold these guys into a staff that they want this year. Didn't want to extend these guys too much in the season opener. So Kranz expected to throw about 70 pitches, and I assume if he can get through maybe this fourth inning that we'll see Eric Mendoza coming in from the bullpen for Hastings maybe in the next inning. So it's two balls and no strikes here to Braden Eckhout. Eckhout is the shortstop here for Carney Runza. Base runners on at first and second base with two men out. Kranz looking for the sign from his catcher, Brooks Asher. He's got it. Delivers. It's going to be outside. Now the ball gets away from Brooks back to the screen. And the runners advance one. Smalley heads down to third base on the play. Anderson moves down to second base. A pass ball or a wild pitch there on Kranz or the catcher, Brooks Asher. But nevertheless, the runners move up now to second and third base. And now a base hit here by Eckhout could possibly score two runs. The count is at three balls and no strikes here to Braden Eckhout. And here's the pitch. It can be way outside for a ball, and he walks him. So now the bases are juiced for the first time here tonight. Bases are loaded here for Carney Runza. So Kranz walked a man in the second inning of play. Walked a man in the third. Walked a man earlier in this inning. Now he's walked his fourth one here as Eckhout heads down to first base and Cam Moore comes to the plate next. There's the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball and it's scooped up there off of the carpet by the catcher for Hastings, Brooks Asher. Now one ball and no strikes to Cam Moore. He had a base on balls back in the third inning of play and flew out to right field in inning number one. 0 for 1 officially here in this ball game as he steps back in on the right-hand side. The next pitch here is on the way. The ball hit back up to the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one in the plate. Dreer's throw. Here's the tag by Asher. They have got him at the plate. Nice throw there by the center fielder, Brock Dreer, to the catcher for Hastings, Brooks Asher, to knock down the second run coming into the plate. But the first one does score. That's going to be a Smalley. That makes it a 3-1 ball game, but a good throw there by the center fielder, Brock Dreer, to the catcher, Brooks Asher, who applies the tag on the second runner, Anderson, coming to the plate, and the inning is over here for Carney Runza. But Carney goes out on top of Hastings after four innings. It's now Carney Runza 3, Hastings 5 points back 1.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro Advantages and to request a free quote for a custom design building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Special buys this week, a 2014 Nissan Altima or a 2014 Chevy Impala, both $16,775. Kirshner's Auto Corner of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS from Memorial Field in Kearney. Kearney Runza has got the lead over Hastings 5 points back. The score is 3-1. Hastings will have numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order coming up there. Jared Foote, Sam Reimer, and then the Brock Dreer. If any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Vinny Schmidt. There's a ground ball toward third. Langen backhands it. Long throw. Across the diamond is going to get by the first baseman, Rosenberry, making the turn, heading towards second base on the play is going to be Jared Foote. He's in there at second base. That was a long throw by Langen. He makes a nice play on the ball to a backhander to keep that one from going into left field. But then a long throw across the diamond from third to first got by the first baseman, Ty Rosenberry. And Hastings gets a base runner at second base here to begin this fifth inning of play. Now Sam Reimer is going to come to the plate next. That's going to be a tough error chalked up on Chris Langen, the third baseman. Sam Reimer. Yeah, by the first baseman, Rosenberry, down there. Jared Foote takes the extra base, so he's standing on the bag at second. Sam Reimer comes up there next. He had a base on balls back there in inning number two. Reimer, he had 234 a season ago for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now a chance to do some damage here. Get Hastings back into the ballgame. They're trailing 3-1. There's a bunt laid down. Pocock grabs it, looks toward third, throws it to the first instead. And the sacrifice works as Reimer moves the base runner along over there to third base. Bunt laid down. Pocock grabs it and throws it to first base, his only play there. So there is one man out here in the inning. At the top of the order comes up there next. That can be Brock Dreher. Dreher is 1-for-2 so far tonight. Reached on a fielder's choice, had a single back there in the first inning of play. Brock Dreher, 33 hitter a season ago for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Takes a look at a pitch there. It's going to be outside for a ball. Gets away momentarily from the catcher, Tyler Menzel, but the runner stays put at third base. Brock Dreher playing out in center field. Ended the inning in the last half of an inning by a nice throw out there in center to the plate. Brooks Asher knocking down that second runner attempting to score. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball that's going to be outside for a ball. That's now 2 balls and no strikes. Vinny Schmidt will be next, and Alex Pangadeban. Hastings trailing in the ballgame 3-1. We're in the fifth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Memorial Field. Peyton Pocock has gone all the way. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit towards center field. That's going to be a base hit. Eckhout makes a leaping attempt at it at shortstop there for Connie Runza, but couldn't come up with it. It's over his head. Brock Dreher gets an RBI single to center. Drives home a run, and now it's a 3-2 ball game. Connie Runza has got the lead. As Jared Foote comes in to score, the second run of the ball game, first time that Hastings has scored since the first. And now Vinny Schmidt comes up there next. There's one man out for Hastings 5 Points Bank here in the fifth. Brock Dreher taking his lead down there at first base now. The pitch is going to be in there for a strike on Vinny. No balls and one strike. Vinny Schmidt laid down a sacrifice back there in the first inning of play. Reached on an error in the third, so he's officially 0-for-1 here in this ball game. Batting for the third time here in the fifth. Peyton Pocock comes set. Next pitch is outside. Now a quick throw down to first base. Not in time. Making the tag Rosenberry on the throw from Tyler Menzel. Back in there is going to be Brock Dreher. Russ Kinde going through the signs down there in the third base coaching box. Taking lead down there at first base is Brock Dreher. Peyton Pocock comes set. Looks over his left shoulder. Delivers one to the plate. Ball's going to be swung on and hit toward right field, but it curves over into foul territory. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Nothing in two now to Vinny Schmidt, Hastings High product. And his team made up of players from Hastings High, basically Saint Cecilia, Adams Central, nobody from outside the Hastings area on this year's team. In the past, we've had a player from Kennesaw. I think we had one from Blue Hill play on this team, but all Hastings players this year. Next pitch can be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes here to Vinny Schmidt. Pangadeban anxiously waiting in the on-deck circle. There's one man out for Hastings. Hastings 5 points with a run in here in this fifth inning. They still trail. Connie runs about a score of 3-2. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. To Vinny Schmidt's going to be down low for a ball. And now the count is at 1-2 to Vinny. He played for the Braves a year ago. Saw a lot of playing time. He hit 292. For Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes a season ago. Vinny Schmidt will do some pitching for Hastings 5 points here this season. There's a ball hit right towards second, fielded there by Cam Moore. Then he bombs the ball. His throw to first base gets by the first baseman, Rosenberry, taking off toward third. That's going to be Brock Dreher heading down to second base on the play is Vinny Schmidt. And Hastings has runners on at second and third base. So Vinny Schmidt gets aboard here for Hastings. Again, the ball was hit right to the new second baseman for Connie Runza. That's Cam Moore. He threw it low to Rosenberry, and now the head coach for Connie Runza is going to come out of the third base dugout and have a little conversation here, and Pocock's days are over here for Connie Runza. So we got a pitching change coming up here for Connie Runza. Hastings is threatening here in the fifth inning of play with a run already in. And Hastings, 5 points. He's got runners on at second and third base. A pitching change coming up here for Connie Runza. We'll take a break with a score. Connie Runza, 3. Hastings, 5 points. Bank, 2.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Now at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, special things are going on during our Drive and Discover event. Stop in and test drive one of the new amazing vehicles we have to offer and discover what you've been missing out on. Drive and discover from our selection of Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, or Ram trucks with huge discounts for you during the Drive and Discover event now at Great Plains North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
So Peyton Pocock, he goes 4 1/3 innings and gives up 1 run and 3 base hits. He also had 3 strikeouts during his time out there. Chris Langen is going to come in and pitch now for Connie Runza. A couple of walks Peyton Pocock issued in the ball games, and now Chris Langen is going to move from third base to the pitcher's mound. We're going to have Alex Hoynes, I think, is the guy who's in there for Connie Runza. That's a third base now as Langen is on the hill for Hastings, rather for Connie Runza. And the first guy he sees is going to be Alex Pangadeban. Hastings has got runners on at second and third base. Any one of those guys gets home, they will be charged with the numbers of Peyton Pocock. So Alex Pangadeban is up there. No balls and one strike. There's only one man out for Hastings here in the fifth. 3-2, Carney's got the lead, and there's a swing and a miss. Langen was a very good pitcher for Connie Runza a season ago. His record was at 9 wins and 1 loss last year. He threw some 71 innings for Connie Runza. Now in relief of Peyton Pocock as the next pitch comes in there. It's going to be up high for a ball, 1-2 the count. Langen gave up 70 hits and 31 runs, struck out 34, walked 22 in 71 and 1/3 innings a season ago for Connie Runza. Now on the hill here for Connie in the fifth inning of play, trying to shut the door on Hastings 5 Points Bank. 1-2 to Pangadeban. There's a fastball that's in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. Pangadeban just waits there and watches that one go right on by. So a strikeout by Chris Langen. Now there's 2 outs in the inning. And again, the head coach for Hastings, Russ Kendig, is going to come down and discuss things with the home plate umpire this time. Russ is getting a lot of field time here today. He's been out there a couple of innings talking to the base umpire on some disputed calls out there. And now he comes out and talks to the home plate umpire. He's going to lose this conversation as well. Heads back to the third base coaching box. Hastings with a golden opportunity here to put some runs on the scoreboard. They've got 1 run in. And now Brix Asher comes to the plate next. Asher, the number 4 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings 5 Points Bank, reached on a... looks like he reached on a walk back there in the first inning of play. He flew out to a right field in inning number 3, so he's 0-for-1 here tonight. So Chris Langen up there now for Connie Runza on the pitcher's mound. Hastings has got runners on at second and third base. Vinny Schmidt's on at second. Brock Dreher is on at third base. 1 run is already in. Here comes the next pitch from Langen. It swung on and missed. Asher now is a count of 1-1 strike. maybe on just the teeny weeny piece of that one as it goes ricocheting into the glove of the catcher, Tyler Menzel, but a strike there on Brooks Asher. One ball and one strike here to Brooks. Here comes the next pitch by Langen. It's going to be up high for a ball, two balls and one strike. Langen, a hard thrower here for Connie Runza. Vinny Schmidt taking his lead at second base. Brock Dreher is over here at third base, 90 feet away from tying this ball game up. 3-2 is the score in the season opener for both teams. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. That was inside for a ball, and now it's 3-1. Zach Merrill would be next. Asher, a 247 hitter from a season ago. Asher waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. And here comes the 3-1 pitch now from Langen. That's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So Langen down with a strikeout, and he walks since coming on relief of Peyton Pocock. He has loaded the bases now, and that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next. So Zach Merrill is going to come out there next. Now we're going to have a courtesy runner coming out here for Hastings Five Points Bank for the catcher, Brooks Asher. In fact, they were doing the catching duties out in the bullpen, so he's going to come on now, and he's going to run.
Number one, Alex Mendoza.
Alex Mendoza is going to run at first base. Alex Mendoza is going to run at first base. Now Hastings has got the bases loaded here in the fifth inning of play, trailing by a run as Zach Merrill comes to the plate next with two men out. And here's the pitch to him. It's going to be foul tap back to the screen. No balls and one strike. Merrill a season ago, a 264 hitter for Hastings Five Points Bank. Merrill batting here from the right-hand side for Hastings. Merrill had 32 base hits and 121 trips to the plate a season ago. There's a bouncing ball toward third. Hoynes has got it. He goes over and touches the bag, and the inning is over. Goes over and touches the bag and catches the force out there on Vinny Schmidt. And the inning is over here for Hastings. So they threaten, but they get just one run out of the inning after loading up the bases here in the fifth inning. Hastings scores a run on one base hit. There was one error on Carney, and Hastings leaves three men left on base. So we go to the bottom of inning number five with a score, Carney 3, Hastings 2.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings is going to have a new pitcher out there. Zach Merrill is going to come on and throw now here in inning number five. So Zach Merrill is on the pitcher's mound, and over there at first base is going to be Alex Panganiban. So Matt Kronze goes four innings tonight, gives up three runs, four base hits, five strikeouts, and four walks. Now Zach Merrill is going to be the second pitcher used by Hastings 5 points here in this ball game here tonight. Zach Merrill is going to be one of the guys that Russ Kindig counts on throughout much of this summer of 2015. He'll be out there a lot for Hastings. Threw 60 innings a year ago, made 14 appearances. Started nine games for Hastings 5 points. He was 6-1 in the summer of 2014. He had four saves. Out of those 60 innings, he gave up 65 hits and 20 runs. 13 of those earned, 22 base on balls, and 61 strikeouts for Zach Merrill a season ago. So he's going to come and kind of shut the door here on Kearney Runza. Good ball game here tonight for the season opener. It's a 3-2 contest. Hastings is trailing Kearney here in this one. Hastings actually scored first in this ball game in inning number one. Kearney comes back with two runs in the second. They added one in the fourth inning of play. There's a ground ball to Vinny Schmidt at second. He goes to first, and one pitch and one out here as Matt Moore is retired into the play. From a second to first, Ty Rosenberry coming up there next now for Kearney. Rosenberry has reached on a base on balls, and he's flown out to right field in his two plate appearances so far. Rosenberry a 342 average from a season ago. Rosenberry scored a run back there in the second inning of play. In fact, he scored the first one on the RBI double by Chris Langen. So Rosenberry, the first baseman, is up there with one man out now on the fifth inning of play. Zach Merrill, the right-handed thrower for Hastings. There was a pitch outside the strike zone here, 1-0 the count. Next one is on the way. It'll be down low for a ball, and it's 2-0. So Merrill now on the mound with Brooks Asher behind the plate. Alex Panganiban over there at first base. Vinny Schmidt at second. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. That's now two balls and one strike to Ty Rosenberry. Left side of the diamond, you've got Sam Reimer at shortstop, and Blaine Dreher is still over at third base. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Braden Valentine in left, Brock Dreher in center. Jared Foote out in right field for Hastings. 5 points back here in this one. We're in the fifth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Memorial Field. Here comes the next pitch by a Rosenberry, or two Rosenberry. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it gets away momentarily from Brooks Asher all the way back to the screen. The count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 to count here to Rosenberry. Kearney Post 52 winning the first ball game tonight over Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, winning by the score of 11-8. Here comes the next pitch, a bouncing ball back up through the middle, and that's going to get through there in the center field for a base hit. Brock Dreher picks it up, so Rosenberry gets a base hit here for Kearney Runza. That's going to be their fifth hit of the ball game. Rosenberry is on at first base, and that's going to bring up the pitcher next, Chris Langen. So Langen will come up there. He had an RBI double back there in the second inning of play, and he grounded out to the second baseman in inning number 3, so he's 1-for-2 in this ball game tonight. He was a 336 hitter a season ago for Kearney Runza. Now Rosenberry taking his lead. There's a bouncing ball. Vinny Schmidt at second, charges, grabs it, goes to first. That's going to be in time. And heading down to second base on the play is going to be Rosenberry, but now there's two men out. So Vinny makes a play on the ball there at second base for Hastings. Jared Smalley coming up there next. He's the center fielder for Kearney. Smalley flew out to left field back there in inning number 2. And he reached on a base on balls and scored a run in inning number 4. He is 0-for-1 here tonight. Hit .244 a season ago for Kearney Runza. Comes back up there and he fouls away the first pitch out of play, first base side. Balls behind him again, no balls and one strike. And Hastings was supposed to play Aurora Thursday night in their home opener for this year, but Aurora has canceled out of the ball game on Thursday. And Hastings was still looking for maybe a different team to maybe fill that spot for Thursday night. We'll get an official word sometime tomorrow if their efforts were successful. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in two now to Jared Smalley. Two men out here in this fifth inning of play. Zach Merrill on the mound. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away on the first base side out of play. So the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Hastings got a couple of home games scheduled for a Saturday as well at Duncan Field. So if they can't get their home season started Thursday, they'll try it on Saturday, although rain is in the forecast for the weekend. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, 1-2. Jared Smalley, he's the center fielder here for Kearney Runza, batting in the number 6 position. The hometown team here tonight, 1-2 the count. Here comes the next pitch by Merrill. Swing and a miss. And the inning is over as Merrill records a strikeout here in inning number 5. Kearney, nothing going here in the inning. They score no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings. One runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning of play with a score, Kearney 3, Hastings 2.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will on Memorial Field in Kearney tonight. American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Chris Langan coming back out there for Connie Runza in inning number six here tonight. Blaine Dreher, Braden Valentine, Jared Foote, the three scheduled hitters here. Racing 5 points back, and then we'll see Sam Reimer. One of those guys can get aboard. Blaine Dreher is your batter here to lead off the sixth inning. The count to him is a 2 balls and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch, fouled away by Dreher, back to the screen. So far tonight, Blaine has struck out once, reached out a fielder's choice. Was left stranded on the base pads. Blaine Dreher has a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a next pitch, swung on and missed. And it's now even up with 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peyton Pocock was the starter for Kearney, went 4 1/3. Gave up a run, 3 base hits, 3 strikeouts, and 2 walks during his time out there. There's a timeout called as Blaine Dreher backs out of the batter's box. Langan comes with a fastball that looked pretty good, but it doesn't count. So he's set to go again with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. He gets his sign. Here comes the 2-2. Swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Chris Langan since he came on. They're in the 5th inning. And now Braden Valentine comes up there next. Valentine so far tonight, he's 0 for 2. Hit one back to the pitcher in inning number 2. Struck out in the 4th. He takes his strike there as Langan came with a fastball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Braden Valentine, a 322 hitter from a season ago for Hastings 5 points. 0 for 2 so far tonight. Here's the next pitch, swung on, tap foul. Toward the Hastings dugout over here on the first base side. Later this week, we'll have Nebraska baseball for you. The Huskers playing in the Big Ten tournament at Target Field in Minneapolis. Huskers will take on the top seed of Fighting Illini of Illinois on Wednesday at 5. Pre-game show will be at 4:30 on Wednesday afternoon. You're on 1230 KHIS. And depending on what they do on Wednesday, the Huskers will play again on Thursday. If they lose, they'll have an afternoon game on Thursday. And if they win, they'll play a night game on Thursday night's double elimination affair. Nebraska, the number 8 seed, just sneaking in there after their late season slump. 1 ball and 2 strikes here at the plate. Next pitch is going to be just outside. That's now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Braden Valentine. Jared Foote will be next for Hastings. Kearney runs out on top of Hastings by the score of 3-2 in the season opener. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Cut off by the third baseman, Hoynes. He goes across the diamond. It's going to be in time. Picked up off of the carpet there by Ty Roseberry. So Braden Valentine is retiring the play officially from third to first. Good play there by the third baseman, Alex Hoynes, for Kearney Runza. 2 men up, 2 men down here for Hastings in the 6th. Now Jared Foote comes up there next. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. It went back to the first baseman. And also reached on an error. There's a slow roller. Hoynes at third. His throw over to first base is going to be in time again. Good play again by Rosenberry as he grabs that one in the hop over there at first base. So Alex Hoynes makes the play on the ball at the third base. He throws it over to the first baseman, Ty Rosenberry, who grabs it off of the carpet, and the inning is over as Hastings goes down in order here in inning number six. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score, Connie 3, Hastings 2.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
After the ball game tonight, we'll name our player of the game and get you the coach's post-game show before we get out of here this evening. Hastings trailing Donnie Runza by the score of 3-2 in the season opener here tonight, and a very well-played ball game for the season opener for both of these teams. Donnie has committed some errors. They've got four on the board. Hastings is still error-free in this contest. Good pitching out of all the guys that we were seeing up there tonight. Kearney's used two pitchers. Hastings has used two. This is the guy who started the ball game, Peyton Pocock. He's now the designated hitter in the ball game here in the sixth inning. And the count to him is a 2-1. 2-1 count on Peyton Pocock. Dylan Froehling would be next, and then Tyler Menzel. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see Braden Eck out at the top of the order here in the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Hastings is down by a run. There's a pitch that could be in there for a strike as Pocock was taking all the way on that one. Pocock, he's had a couple of base hits so far in this ball game. Had a double, an RBI double back there in the second. And he had a single in the fourth inning of play. He takes a look at another pitch there for a strike. 3-2. So 3-2 the count now to Peyton Pocock. He was a 253 hitter for Connie Runs in a season ago. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and Merrill strikes him out. Second strike out of the ball game for Zach Merrill. That's going to bring up Dylan Froehling next, the right fielder. He has struck out twice himself. In fact, these next two guys, Froehling and Menzel, have struck out four times between them. So Froehling comes to the plate. He was a 219 hitter a season ago for Kearney Runza. Merrill will go to work on him. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward right field, and it's going to be over the head of Jared Foote out there in right field. It rolls to the wall. Froehling heads to second base. He's going to try for third. Here comes the throw to the bag. It's going to be in time. A head first slide by Dylan Froehling to the third base bag. That was just a bad played ball out there by Jared Foote, the right fielder. Foot just watched that one go over his head, and it goes rolling to the wall out there. Froehling gets all the way around to third base on the play. So a big turn of events there as we got a strikeout to begin the inning and then a misplayed ball out there in the right field. They're going to give Dylan Froehling a triple on the play. However, that maybe probably should have been caught there by Jared Foot, who misplays the ball out there in right field. Now coming to the plate next is going to be Tyler Menzel, but now we're going to see a pinch hitter coming out there. It's going to be Andrew Wegner. So now Wegner comes up there in the sixth inning of play for Kearney Runza with a man on at the third base. So Wegner, he's going to bat here from the right-hand side against our pitcher for Hastings, Zach Merrill. Wegner did not play for Kearney Runza a season ago. I assume he was down in the Kearney Post 52. We don't have their stats for Kearney Post 52, but Wegner is going to come to the plate here. Andrew Wagner in the sixth inning with a man out at third base in a 3-2 ball game. A big swing and a miss there as Merrill comes with some smoke there through a fastball. Wagner couldn't get around with it. Falls behind it. No balls and one strike. 3-2 is the score. Connie Runza has got the lead over Hastings 5 points back. American Legion Baseball season opener for the summer of 2015. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, and Merrill gets ahead at no balls and two strikes. Nothing and two. Braden Neckout, dangerous hitter for Connie Runza, is due up there next. He's standing in the on-deck circle. Wagner waits on the pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. That's now one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to the pinch hitter, Andrew Wagner. Riccardi runs it in the sixth. Frohling is your base runner down there at third base, tripling to right field. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and now the count is even up with two balls and two strikes. Blaine Dreher hanging around the third base bag over there for Hastings defensively. The shortstop, Sam Reimer, playing in the edge of the infield grass, as is the second baseman, Vinny Schmidt. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. And he strikes him out. So Menzel, rather Wagner, goes down, a strikeout victim here. The third strikeout of the ball game now for Merrill. And now we're going to go to work on Braden Eckhout. So this is a big batter right here. It's a 3-2 ball game. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between Hastings and Kearney. Braden Eckhout, the leadoff hitter in the batting order, comes to the plate now here in the sixth inning and will take a strike on a breaking pitch. No balls and one strike here by Zach Merrill. Hastings will pull the infield back out now with two men out here in this sixth inning of play. Vinny Schmidt, your second baseman, playing on the edge of the outfield grass now, as is Sam Reimer at shortstop. Next pitch is going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Asher. Here comes the runner from third base. He's going to score. So Merrill throws one to the plate that Asher couldn't handle. It comes back here to the screen, and scoring on a play is going to be Dylan Frohling. On the wild pitch from Zach Merrill, so that makes it a 4-2 ball game now in favor of Kearney Runza with two men out here in the sixth inning of play. And the count here to Braden Eckhout is going to be at one ball and one strike. So for the second time tonight, Kearney Runza scores a run on a wild pitch. They did it back in the second inning. And you do it again here in inning number 6, which gives them a 2-run lead now over Hastings. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, 1-2. Here comes the next one. It just misses. Just misses a little bit low in the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Braden Eckhout. He had a walk his last time up there. And he's grounded out twice. He's 0-for-2 in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch by Zach Merrill. It's on the way. Foul tap back to the screen. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Looking ahead to the Hastings half of the seventh inning. Scheduled up, we've got Sam Reimer, Brock Dreher, and Vinny Schmidt, and Alex Pangan-Eben. 4-2 is the score now. Kearney's got the lead. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a cold third strike in the outside corner. And Braden Eckhout strikes out. That's 4 strikeouts now for Zach Merrill, but he throws the wild pitch to give Kearney a run here in the sixth inning of play. Kearney scores 1 run on one base hit. That was a triple to right field. No errors on Hastings and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning with a score. Kearney runs a 4, Hastings 2.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to American Legion Baseball coverage here tonight, the 2015 season opener for Hastings Five Points Bank. They're trailing in the ball game to Kearney Runza on a score of 4-2. Kearney was 6 base hits in the ball game. Hastings has been held to just 3 hits here against the Kearney pitching staff. The guy out there right now is Chris Langen to try to shut Hastings down here in the 7th inning of play. Get the first win of the year for Kearney Runza. Sam Reimer is scheduled up there for Hastings. He takes a pitch here. He was attempting to lay down a bunt. He's going to take a strike. No balls and one strike. Reimer is the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Hit .234 a season ago. He's laid down his sacrifice, and he has walked so far here in this ball game. There's the pitch to him. It's going to be up high for a ball. That's one ball and one strike. Peyton Pocock was your starting pitcher for Kearney. He lasted 4 1/3 innings. He gave up 2 runs, 3 hits, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks. Chris Langen came on in the 5th inning of play. There's a bouncing ball over the head of Langen, fielded here by the shortstop. He grabs it, goes to first. That's going to be in time. Braden Eckhout fields the ball there after it went slicing over the head of Chris Langen on the pitcher's mound. Sam Reimer is retiring the play from short to first. One man out here in the 7th inning. Brock Dreher coming to the plate next. Dreher, he's got a couple of base hits for Hastings. He's got 2 of the 3 hits for Hastings, 5 points and a couple of singles. He's got an RBI. Reached on a fielder's choice, so he's 2 for 3 here tonight in that leadoff position. He's going to take a pitch down low for a ball here. 1-0 the count. The only other guy to record a base hit was Zach Merrill. That was an RBI single to drive home the first run of the ball game in the first inning of play for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now 2-0. 2-0 count to Brock Dreher. He was a .333 hitter for Hastings 5 Points Bank a season ago. Chris Langen working here for Kearney Runza. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to miss outside, and now it's 3 balls and no strikes. Hastings will need 2 runs here in the top of the 7th inning to continue this thing. Dreher squares around the bunt, pulls it back, takes a strike right down Broadway there, right across the center portion of the plate. That's now 3 balls and 1 strike. Langen's next pitch is going to be in there for another strike on the inside corner. That's now 3-2. Brock Dreher was leaning away from that one, and the officials, the home plate umpire says, yeah, nicked the inside corner for a strike. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, swung on, hit toward third. Hoynes has got it. Long throw to first base. That's going to be in time. Brock Dreher is retired in the play from third to first. And now Vinny Schmidt coming up there next for Hastings 5 points. Schmidt has laid down his sacrifice. He's reached on an error, and he's reached on another error. So officially he's 0 for 2 here tonight as Vinny comes up there in the number 2 position in the batting order. Hastings needing some base runners. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-2. There's a strike delivered up there, and it's no balls and one strike to Vinny Schmidt. Chris Langen again rocks and fires. There's a foul tap here at the plate. Back to the screen. No balls and 2 strikes. Again, on your schedules for 2015, it says Hastings has a home game Thursday against Aurora. Aurora has called, and they're not be coming to Hastings Thursday night. Baseball officials were looking for a replacement team. We'll let you know about that tomorrow, whether or not that ball game will be played on Thursday night with a different opponent. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1-2 to Vinny Schmidt. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 men out here in the 7th inning of play. Here's the next pitch by Lang, and it's going to be outside and just misses. That's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vinny watching some pretty close pitches there go on by him. Outside the strike zone, 2-2 the count. Langen gets his sign. Here comes the next pitch. On the way, swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. And the ball game is over as Hastings goes down in order here in the 7th inning of play. Langen comes up with 3 strikeouts in relief, and Kearney grabs the win over Hastings in the ball game tonight. Kearney with 4 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors. Hastings with 2 runs, three hits and no errors. Kearney wins the ball game tonight over Hastings 5 points back. The final score 4-2. Back with a recap after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. 1230 KHAS.
So Kearney wins it over Hastings, 5 points back tonight. Final score of 4-2. Again, Kearney runs of 4 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors. Hastings, 2 runs, 3 hits, and no errors. Peyton Pocock was the starting pitcher for Kearney. He goes 4 1/3 innings. He'll get credited with a win here tonight. Gives up a couple of runs, 3 hits, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks. Chris Langan, he'll get a save out there tonight for Kearney. 2 2/3 innings. Gives up 1 run, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Matt Krantz, the losing pitcher for Hastings, he goes 4 innings tonight. Gives up 3 runs, 4 hits, 4 strikeouts, or actually 5 strikeouts and 4 walks. Zach Merrill came on. He pitched the final 2 innings, gave up a run, 2 base hits, 3 strikeouts, and no walks. Hastings scored the first run of the ball game in the first. Jumped down to a 1-0 lead. Kearney scores 2 more runs in the second inning of play to grab the lead 2-1. They add 1 in the 4th to go out on top 3-1. Hastings getting a run in the 5th to make it a 3-2 ball game. And then Kearney scoring an insurance run in the 6th to make it 4-2. Hastings going down in order in the top half of the 7th inning. And the ball game over as Kearney runs it, beats Hastings tonight by a score of 4-2. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next, along with the player of the game. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
Now at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Special things are going on during our Drive and Discover event. Stop in and test drive one of the new amazing vehicles we have to offer and discover what you've been missing out on. Drive and discover from our selection of Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, or Ram trucks with huge discounts for you during the Drive and Discover event now at Great Plains North Highway 281 in Hastings.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
Yeah, Hastings drops one here tonight to Kearney. Runs a final score of 4-2 here tonight. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Got to look at the pitching staff first of all for Hastings. Matt Krantz going 4 innings here tonight. The starting pitcher gives up 3 runs, 4 base hits, 5 strikeouts, 4 walks, and then Zach Merrill, 2 innings pitched, 1 run, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts, no walks. Hastings struggling at the plate a little bit against some very good pitchers for Kearney and Pocock and also Chris Langan. Hastings with only 3 base hits in the ballgame. Brock Dreher had 2 of those and also had an RBI. Zach Merrill had an RBI single for Hastings in the first inning of play. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings 5 points back is going to be the starting pitcher, Matt Kronz kept Hastings around within striking distance in his four innings that he was out there. A guy moving up from Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes from a season ago. Threw for Hastings in the state tournament last year at the tail end of the season. But Matt Kronz, in his first start of the year, goes four innings, gives up three runs, four base hits, had five strikeouts, and four walks in the ball game here tonight. Matt Kronz is going to be our player of the game tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Again, Kearney runs a wins it tonight by a score of 4-2. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the coach's post-game show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
Okay, Kearney runs it, knocks off Hastings 5 Points Bank in the season opener tonight by a score of 4-2. Hastings with only three base hits in the ball game. Kearney hit us 6-3 with the Hastings 5 Points Bank playing pretty good defense. No errors in the ball game here tonight, but could not come up with the base hits when they needed to. And they fall to Kearney runs about a score of 4-2 as they wait for Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings 5 Points, to make his way up to the broadcast booth there tonight. And we'll have Nebraska baseball coming up on Wednesday here on 1230 KHIS. The Huskers playing in the Big Ten Conference Tournament against the top seed, the Fighting Illini of Illinois. That'll be a 5 o'clock start. 4:30 will be the pregame show on Wednesday on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a break and come back and talk with the coach as we continue with American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHIS.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro advantages and to request a free quote for a custom design building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
All right, back here in Kearney, Hastings drops their season opener 4-2 to Kearney runs it tonight. As Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings, joins us. And, Coach, all in all, it was a loss, but I thought that was a very well-played baseball game for game number one of the season.
Yeah, you know, we guys are pretty bummed right now, which is good to see. You know, you don't want them to be happy with, hey, we went to Kearney and we lost 4-2. You know, you can't be happy with that. But like you said, yeah, we played well. Shoot, no errors. Good pitching. Matt Kronz left the ball up a few times, let off a couple of innings with a leadoff walk, and those are bad recipes for us.
Talk about, obviously, we're against two very good pitchers tonight with Pocock and also Chris Langen, three base hits. That's not going to get the job done, but those are two good pitchers, probably some of the better pitchers we'll see this year.
Yeah, you know, that's what we told them, too. That Peyton Pocock's a great guy. We did a great job. You look at that. Going into the fourth inning, we had him at 68 pitches. And he's good. You know, we got to be really happy with that, because late in the season, they probably try and stick with their guy up a 2-1 ball game or 3-1 baseball game, and we get him worn out and we get him out of there, you know, and we knock him out with scoring runs. So, you know, early, they bring in Langen, and he was probably on a pitch count with Pocock, but, you know, we're happy there. Sam Reimer in the second inning, wasn't a bat. Four pitches going into his, with two outs, going into his at bat, nine at bat inning. Or nine pitch at bat to stretch him out to 13. You know, that could have easily been a six pitch inning for him, and then we're sitting at 60 pitches going into the fourth inning. So, you know, there were some really good things we saw out there.
Connie, I think, scored a couple of runs on wild pitches that just happened to be at the right place at the right time. But two of their runs, two out of the four on wild pitches.
Yeah. Dang it. Brooks is as good as they are back there. A ball, I don't know if it's sticking a little bit, but they were bad curveballs that way out. And the one, we had the guy dead to right, and the ball just kept spinning away from Brooks over in the corner and couldn't make the play there. But, you know, those leadoff walks really hurt. It's hard to get around them.
So Hastings dropping the opener here to Carney, 4-2. Let's talk about your two pitchers you had out there, Krantz, the starter, and then Zach Merrill coming in the final couple of innings. What did you see out of them?
Right, Matt Krantz, like I said, left a couple balls up, let off a couple of innings with walks, and he knew exactly what he did. You know, he's a smart pitcher, knows exactly what he wants to do up there, and he struggled with the fastball up a little bit, but overall, his fastball, I thought all three pitches were good. Just left the pitches up to good hitters. You know, Peyton Pocock, Chris Langan, those guys are good hitters. You know, who else did he give a hit up to? You know, we minimized with the inning that we got down. Shoot, they were second and third, no outs, and we gave up two runs. That could easily been a big inning. You know, so you got to be happy with that. Our first inning, we go up there, we execute a bunt, sacrifice bunt. Great job by a sophomore, Vinny Schmidt. Get up there, we execute a hit and run with Zach Merrill. So, you know, we're as happy as we can be with the loss right now. Then, you know, Zach Merrill on the mound, just exactly what we need out of him. He's going to go up there, he's going to compete. He sure wishes he could have that curveball back. But, you know, went up there, his fastball looked good, everything looked really good today.
Looked like he's picking up right where he left off from a season ago with a no off season, so to speak.
Yep, that's right.
So, Zach Merrill and Matt Krantz with the two pitches that Hastings saw out there tonight. Hastings are losing to Kearney Runs by a score of 4-2. So all in all, you got to be pretty happy with what you saw. A little frustrated with the loss, but it's a long season. We're going to see Kearney a plethora of times throughout the year. Get another shot at these guys.
Yeah, we're going to see him 2 weeks in our tournament at home. We're going to see him a league game. We're going to see him here for a league game. You know, and I bet we see him in Daria.
Once or twice at least, huh?
Yep, that's right.
All right, what's the story for Thursday?
Thursday, Aurora's canceled on us. Not real happy. I'm going to bite my tongue and be nice, but I'll know by noon if we're going to play Thursday or not. I've emailed about 35 teams in the state, and most of them have already got games. What do you know? And they're going to keep their commitment that they made in the winter, which we're going to do to everybody we play to this year. But then we go in, which really messes us up, because Zach Merrill would be starting on that Thursday and then come back and start on a Tuesday for our Columbus League game. Now he's going to probably either skip a start, which doesn't help us, or he'll throw that North Platte League game and we come back with somebody else against a good Columbus team that had a solid team in the spring. So chances are no Thursday, and now Grand Island advancing into the state tournament another day today by winning in the loser's bracket. Probably cancels two games for us on Sunday. So
it's that time of the year.
Yeah, all this homework I did with my rotation and got it the exact same way I want, and I get to start over and do it again.
Okay, we'll see you in a couple of days at least.
Yep.
All right, Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Again, the Hastings dropping 1-2. Kearney Runs it tonight by a score of 4-2. Hastings with 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors in the ball game tonight. Kearney had 4 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors. So Hastings, again, had a game scheduled for Thursday against Aurora. That will not go. We'll see what happens if Hastings can find a replacement game on Thursday. If that's the case, we'll have the action for you Thursday night here on 1230 KHIS. If not, it was a good start to the 2015 season. We'll have select games throughout the year here on 1230 KHIS. Again, the final score, it was Kearney Runza knocking off Hastings 5 Points Bank by the score of 4-2 tonight. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Kearney.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.